Bob Metzir, Perches Mishnah Zayin, Amaske Bayis Lachaveru, Ruven Renzei Haus Teshimen. So there's always, Ad Etzem Ayayim Azeh, disagreements between the Maske and the Seicher, who has to replace, who has to fix. He rented the house, there's nothing in the contract about who has to do repairs, what happens if there's a problem with the drain, what happens if there's a problem with the light bulbs, who has to pay for it. So in Dina de Shnayis, there's an understood din, which is certain things are mutl on the maske, certain things are mutl on the seicher. Hamaske chay bedelas benegev b'manu b'chol dovah shemayse uman. Anything which is needs a professional job, the negev is the lock, which locks the door from inside, secures the door from inside. Manul is the handle from outside. These are small parts of the house. Less man de polig, that the one who has to make the place habitable, of course, is the maske. We're talking here about little additions to the house, what we would call today something you need a handyman for. Ubechol dovah shu maisa uman, anything which is necessary for living in the house, but it's you need a proper workman, that is mutl on the maske. Aval dovah she'ene maisa uman, something which is not a professional job, that the seicher does. Over here also, it's like we explained in the previous Mishnayis, that the established minig is that way. Chazal established the minig, but the pshat is that becomes then the minig kavua, that's unwritten, that's in the contract. So if you want, you could write it otherwise. There's another nidin that the Rishonim argue about, which the Deis are brought down in Choshe Mishpat Shin Yudalad, and that is whether there's a chilik between Bayezeh and Bayestam, b'yachas to this division of skilled labor, unskilled labor. There are some Rishonim that understand that when a masker rents a house to a seicher, so if he rents him by us, the standard rental is what's called b'loshon chazal Bayezeh. That means Reuven has an agreement with Shimon that Shimon is renting that house from Reuven, which is the way every rental is. So then, since that's that house, so when Reuven rented it to Shimon, there the assumption is, the unwritten but established assumption, is that there's a chilik between one tikkun and another type of tikkun, and tikkun that's toned maisu uman is mutl on the maske. Repairs that are not basic repairs, that need a professional job, are mutl on the maske. But what happens, let's say the door handle, whatever it is, fell off after the skirus started. L'chayre, Reuven gave to Shimon, rented out to Shimon the house, by Ezeh, he gave him that house. So now what happened? In the middle of the term of skirus, let's say he has a year-long contract, the usage of that year which Shimon got from Reuven is now compromised because there's something wrong with the door. So why shouldn't Shimon, the seicher, have to fix it? He got what he got. B'loshon Chazal, Schirus Memkar L'Yoymo. Shimon was koina the usage of the house for a year. Now if it breaks in the middle, then Shimon the Seicher has to replace it. That's what some Rishonim hold. This is the sheet of the way the Rama brings it over there, the Ritva and the Muki Yosef. And we have a similar halacha in the beginning of the ninth parak, what happened by Nofal Bayis. The normal rental, like we're saying, is a seicher bayezeh. There is another type of rental, b'loshon chazal, maske bayestam. Maske bayestam means that Reuven and Shimon don't have a kinyan. Shimon didn't rent from Reuven a specific house. Shimon rented from Reuven. Reuven has to supply him with a house. He has a contract that Reuven is going to take care of him. So this is a personal shibud, not a kinyan in a specific house. It's a personal kinyan. A shibud that's mutl on the maske. The seicher is paying for it, of course. But it's a shibud that's mutl on the maske. There, even if the door falls off in the middle, Avadi has to provide him with another one. Other Rishonim hold not that way. That the way we just said it is only true by Nofal, the beginning of the ninth perek. Mashain Kain. L'gabi our halacha, there's no difference between Bayezeh and Bayestam. And if something breaks in the apartment, even during the term of rental, even by Bayezeh, the balabais, the masker, has to replace it. Hazevel shal balabais, ve'in l'soichel ayotzim en atanim akirayim bovad. The The derech was that in front of a house there was a makom called a chotzer. We learn a lot about this in Mesechus Eiv and other places. And the chotzer was a big open area. It was enclosed, but there was a certain amount of passageway. And because of that, there were animals that didn't belong to the owner of the house that would pass through. And because of that, there was a certain amount of zevel that came from the animals, a certain amount of valuable material, because it was used as fertilizer, it could even be used as fuel. And the assumption is that it's sitting in the chotzer and it's hefker. The shaila is, the chotzer belongs to who? The usage right now of the chotzer is the seichers. He's the one who rented usage of it. But who's the owner? The owner is the masker. So the wording of the Mishnah is that the masker has a schus in that which is hefker in the chotzer hamuskeres, except in the Tanur Kirayim. Tanur Kirayim are kelim that are used for the house, for the dayorim of the house. They're cooked in the chotzer. So in the oven of the chotzer, certainly the ashes that were left over from the cooking of the seicher is shaykh to the seicher. But not only that, it's not only the cooking of the seicher. Anybody who cooked with rishus, without rishus, in that Tanur Kirayim, we look at the kelim as a mokim, which is shaykh to the seicher, because he has the tashmishim in it, and he's koine. The shayla is, what about things that are unexpected, that are in the chotzer? Now some rishonim learn over here that how could a masker be koine if he's not here? L'chayr, the chotzer is not a mokim that's considered by him. Remember that the kinyan chotzer, we have this in the first parak, is because by definition it's like the yad, chatzem shum yad. It's like in the mokim which is shaykh, it's in the possession of the owner. When something falls into my chotzer, it's by me, so I'm in possession of it. Is it in possession over here of the masker? So some Rishonim understand that what we have to be talking about over here by definition is that the masker owns a house also that's open to this chotzer. The chotzer wasn't only owned privately by the owner, the renter, whoever it is, of this house. There's a bunch of houses that are open to this chotzer. The masker over here, the landlord, has a house. He lives there. He uses the chotzer. Besides for that, there's also the space in the chotzer that is allotted for the soicher, but the place is considered shomer to be koine for the masker. Why? Because it belongs to the masker. The soicher also has a shtamshus here, but the mokum is shomer for the masker, and that's why it would be koine for the masker. Other rishonim hold not that way. This is a machlok, it's not even over here. It's a machlok in Daf Yud Aleph. When we say Chatzere Shel Odom is kind of for the one who is Shomer for him, is that over here automatically the masker? It's not Shomer for him. So like we said, if he has a house. Other Rishonim say no. The Tosfos in Gittin discuss it, and Daf Ayin Tes, the Shita and Daf Yud Aleph, the Tosfos Rosh and Daf Yud Aleph say no. Since the masker rented a house to the Soicher, so that itself defines it as Shomer for the masker, because he has somebody of his choosing who's here. So Mimela, the Mokum is Shomer for the masker. But let's ask ourselves a question. Why don't we say the Mokum is Shomer for the Seicher? Why only in the Kalim? Why not in the Chotzer itself? Why don't we say the Seicher is the one who has usage of the property? So right now, the place is Shomer for the Seicher. So on that, many Rishonim, Rashi, it's really totally on how to read Gemara on Daf Nun Vov, where the Gemara says a Loshen, that Tzchirus is Mem Kali Yoimo, which means that when a masker rents facilities, when Reuven rents a house out to Shimon, Shimon right now is the owner of the Teshmishin of the Chotzer. It's a Mechira. The same way Reuven could sell the house to Shimon, he could sell, let's say, a Kinyan Lizman. He could sell a Kinyan for the next 5 years to Shimon. Not only that, he could not sell the house, but he sells the Teshmishin of the house, the goof of the house, belongs to Reuven. The peiros, the shtamshus, belongs to Shimon. We would call that a rental, but it's really a partial sale. It's a sale of the tashmishin. If that's the case, it's tamua to say that the mokum should be kind of for the masker. Right now, the place is completely owned insofar as the tashmishin is concerned for the seicher. And because of that, Rashi, like we said, another Rishonim, this is the opinion of the Raivin Hasogis. This sheet is brought down in Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Yud Gimel, that avada, it's impossible to understand the Mishnah Kepshuta. Avada asoichu is koina b'chatzeroi. Because Yomtiv learns up al pirashi that we're talking over here where actually the soichu does not have a right to use the chotzer. The chotzer be'etzem is still the maskir's hishtamshus. Could be that the soichu has to get in and out of the house, so he has a right to go through, but be'etzem the mokim is mishtamish. For the masker, it was not rented out. The masker has storage here. He has different things that he does, that he puts here. He's not using the house, and maybe he doesn't go into the house through the chotzer, but the chotzer decidedly is shaykh to the masker. It's only the kalim that are used in the rishus that we consider the mokim, the ishtamshus of the soicher. That's the way many rishonim hold. However, the Rambam holds not that way, and the Rambam holds that no, even if the chotzer is rented out to the soicher, we don't see the rental as really being shayich to the soicher. The soicher has a right to use it. But do we say that its mamish belongs to the soicher? The way Rishonim explained this shita is that schirus memka liyoymo is not a real kinyan. Schirus memka liyoymo is mentioned after Vov, we said, legabi oino. That the same way there is oino in sale of a car, Chamor, whatever it is. There's also a no legabi rental. Either Torah says v'chisimku memka lamisecho. Schirus memka liyomu. Only regarding to that, we say that schirus has the same parameters as mechira. But is schirus really a mechira? When Reuven rents his house out to Shimon, Reuven is mishabin himself to allow Shimon to use it, but not that Shimon is the owner of the hishtamshus of the chotzer. This is a famous chakira. The Morid Shmaitz in this back and forth, whether Skiris Memka Liyoma is to be taken seriously, or the essence of Skiris Batim is really only a hishtamshus, a shibud to allow for hishtamshus, is back and forth. It's telling this Rambam Arayvid. It's also telling what we said before about whether the maskir gives the soicher the house, and it is what it is, because now it belongs to the soicher. So if it breaks in the middle of the term of schirus, mechadesi the maskir should be mechuyev to fix it. The soicher's kinyan now broke down. It's the soicher has to fix it. What we said before. Certainly, when Reuven rents to Shimon a bayis stam, he's not makneh him this house. There's a personal obligation to provide him with a house, not this house. You can't look at it as a kinyan in this house. We're talking over here about a schirus of bayis zeh. And over there is Mem Kaliyomer. The Ktsoisim and the Sivis have this back and forth in Shin Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Dalet, a few other places. We'll mention one other place where it's Negea, where there's a Machlekes, the Rajman, the Trum Zadeshin seems to be telling this type of thing. What happens if in the middle of a Schirus, Reuven rented out to Shimon a house for a year, and Shimon died, unfortunately, the tenant died in the middle of the year. When a person buys something, and he passes away, that thing belongs to his children. What happens if his children, the children say to themselves, a shame that our father bought that car. We'd like to return it to the dealer. The dealer doesn't have to take it back. The kids don't want it. You ask him whatever your father decided to buy, whether it was a good buy or not. Mehechit Pesi, that the children of the soicher should be able to be mevatel the schirus. They have to pay from the father's estate the rental for the rest of the year, and they own the usage of the property for that year. That's if you hold Skiris Memkaliyam is for real. That's what the Rajba holds. The Trum Sadeshin says no. The essence of Skiris is a personal commitment, shibud, between a masker and a soicher, the soicher to pay, the masker to provide living quarters. If the soicher dies, so then the children of the soicher have no obligation to keep up that Skiris. So this is a fundamental chakira in how schirus works, and it seems to be quite a noise in Rishonim and Achronim. Mishnah Ches, Hamaske Bayis L'Chaveru L'Shono. This is a famous case because it comes up in different sugyas. This is back to Dinim of Hamoitzi Mechavel Varaya and Shailis in Tfisa of Momon. Reuven rented a house to Shimon for a year. That's what the contract said, for a year. Now, what's a year? 12 months, right? Not so simple. On the Jewish calendar, not the way we have it today that we know what the calendar is, but Amolah Gitzaitin, when the Bezdin was Kevea, the Sanhedrin HaGodl was Kevea, whether the year would have 12 months or 13 months, they rented it for a year. Turns out that the Soicher got a good deal. Nisabra HaShono, Nisabra LaSoicher, if the year becomes 13 months, we assume that the Socher has a right for the full 13 months. The Masker rented it out. Miyam Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom HaKippurim Habol Leinu L'Toyva. So 13 months included, Socher's good luck. His Kiloi Lachadoshim. Let's say he rented it to him month to month. Even if this, we say that the contract is that he has a right to stay, it's a monthly rental, it's $1,000 a month, and he has a right to stay for a year. And we could say that he has a right to stay for a year, which in this case, if there was Nisabra, is going to be 13 months. But what's the payment? The payment is $1,000 a month. Nisabra Hashona, Nisabra Lamaskir. Of course, the Maskir is going to have to, the Maskir is going to have a right to charge him for an extra month. However, that wording could be a little bit vague. There was a Maisa Chazal had in Tzipoiri where somebody rented out a Merchatz to Lechaveroi. And he rented out, the wording of the contract was a little ambiguous. 12 zehuvim for a year. Midina zov lachodesh. The contract said that it was 12 zehuvim for a year, like $12,000. But the contract also said a dina zov lachodesh. So which one is it? If the year is 13 months, is it 13? The contract said 12. On the other hand, the price is zov lachodesh. So maybe he can charge him 13. They split that last dinner zov. What's the nekuda? The Gemara makes this on Dav Kuf Beis into a shas nidin. When a person says two l'shoinois, tvois l'shon rishon or tvois l'shon achroin, or you have to be choshish for both. Machlokes doesn't necessarily have to do with contract. Not necessarily a nekuda in vague verbal contract, not verbal contract, in the verbiage of a contract. Could the Mishnah in Temura has a similar example over there? It's a machlokes tanoim, benanos with Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Yosi, about a person was magdish a behema and he said it should be this type of carbon, it should be that type of carbon. He said two lashonis. Which one do we hop on to? The first, the second, or we have a suffix? So here it sounds like that's the shita that we have in the Mishnah over here. B'shem Gamliel Rabbi Yosi holds the sofik. Me'mebel yachloiku. Other Tanoim hold twice Lashon Rishon. There's another shita that holds twice Lashon Akron. Now the question over here is, Lama Zogin and Hilchis wording, we nem on that it's a sofik twice Lashon Rishon twice Lashon Akron. We don't say that there's a definitive definition, Rishon or Akron. It's a staka sofik. Why not say Amoitse Mechavel V'raya? See, look at the Rav. The Rav says, Erechanami. We paskin, not like the Shita in the Mishnah, we hold karka becheskas morakaimo. We look at the karka. Right now, there's a suffix on the 13th month. Whether it was nichlal on the contract of the year or 13th month is a different chativa, is a different unit. And we see that the muchzik over here, l'choyro, is the one who owns the karka. The soicher who wants to get an extra month from the maskir has to prove it. So therefore, the rent over here is shaykh to the maskir. That's the halacha l'maisa. What's the machlokes? The machlokes over here is because we're not really arguing on a straightforward muchzakis. The way the Gemara says it is that what happens, let's say the soicher lived, nobody really was ma'ir the sofik. And, you know, the relaxed type of relationship. They collect the rent whenever they collect the rent. He's there for 13 months. And now the shayli is la'acha ha'maisa. How much does he have a right to collect? 13 zehuvim or 12 zehuvim? And that's a shayla of collecting money. Avata the soicher is a muchzik on his money. We're talking over here with a soicher at the beginning of the 13th month. It's a strict business relationship. You pay on the first of the month or you're out. So comes the first day of the month, the masker knocks for the rent. The soicher says, no, what do you mean? I have a contract for 12 for a year. Masker said, what do you mean? You have a contract for dinner zov every month. He says, what are you talking about? I have for a year, back and forth and back and forth. Suffolk, okay. So now what? Does the soicher have a right to live there? The usage of the dira, l'choyre, the masker, is the muchzik. Or maybe not. Because the soicher is there. He's not really, the maskir is a morakamba, but he's not really a proper muchzik on the karka. So that's the Mokum for Sofik. Lemaisa, the Halacha Lemaisa, like we said, the Gemara Paskins B'Shem Rav Nachman, Karka B'Cheskes B'Aleh Medes, and it's really a Machlekes how to look at this, whether this is a case where you could say Amaitse Mechavera Olav Haraya or not. The Tanoim of our Mishnah hold that there's no Din Muchzokus. Mela, what happens if you would have a Sofik in Momin without a clear Muchzik, then Avad the Halacha is Yachleiku. This that there's a machlokes to Tanakama and Sumchas where the moment Amutu B'Sof Yachloiku is only when there's a Muchzik or a Murakama. But when there's no clear Muchzik, so then Avadi Yachalku, that's the chat in the Mishnah Beyotz.